WGCH News Center time is 7:32, and here's Tony Savino.
All right, thanks, Jim. Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met last night. I'm joined on the line by the director of P&Z, Katie DeLuca. Good morning, Katie. Welcome. How are you doing this morning?
I'm well, thank you. Good morning.
All right, how was last night's meeting? What were some of the highlights?
It was great. So we started off with some decisions that were left over from the last meeting. We first one was 62 Mason Street. That's for the moderate income housing unit that was approved. One of the big questions there was what was going to happen with the trees in the driveway. And in the end, the London Plane will be removed. There will be three replacements for that tree, but the Maple Street tree and the Magnolia tree will remain. And there was a couple of other comments, like returning back to the Architectural Review Committee for some final details, but that one did move forward in the end. Then we had 81 Bible Street. That is for a construction of a two-family dwelling. That was approved. The final subdivision over at 16 Lakeview, the Calabrese Property Association, that one we've had for a while. It involves, it started off as a violation of an open space area where stairs were constructed in order to get down to a dock that they would like to have on the property. We've been back and forth with the preliminary, and they've been over to the Wetlands Agency, and finally that one did move forward last night also. They had gone to the Wetlands Agency on Monday, and they have to get their dock approved finally by the Wetlands Agency. But one of the things that was of interest to the commission was amending the declaration of restrictions that is associated with every open space area, which is a requirement of a subdivision. So this ultimately was just a revision of that declaration to allow this kind of improvement within that open space. So that one was approved.
Okay, it looks like you did better than Pat Leroux. I mean, Pat was bringing in all this stuff that was never resolved. He set it up for you.
Right.
What else from last night?
Then we had a moratorium proposal, actually, for moderate income dwelling units. So just as a reminder for everyone, this is the so-called workforce housing that we want to promote, meaning that it is deed-restricted units that one cannot charge more than the more than a certain amount of rent that is determined based on the medium income of town employees. So this is different than what we call affordable housing, which is governed by 830G of the Connecticut General Statutes. This is something that is a local regulation, and we've had some form of this regulation for the last 30 plus years. It wasn't particularly productive and creating as many units as we would like. In the 2009 Plan of Conservation and Development, we talk a lot about wanting to promote these units more. We changed the regulation in 2015 and almost doubled the amount of units that we have created prior to that. So the regulation worked. Only problem is there were two major complaints that we kept hearing over and over. One was from the development side, if you will, that the this is an incentive-based regulation, and although the incentives are wonderful, it's not very clear as to whether the commission will necessarily allow one to go forward with them, and therefore one could spend a lot of money and time and energy and not necessarily get what they want. So they said it's a bit too nebulous. And conversely, the other side of the argument was that the incentives are too much for the amount of moderate income units one can get, and there's, as a result, too much bulk. So you probably remember talking ad nauseum about the Sheep Hill application, about 143 Sound Beach Avenue, about the 500, 600 West Putnam Avenue applications. Those are all moderate income applications. So the moratorium was passed. It was proposed for 12 months. Everybody on all sides, including the commission, said it's very unlikely it would be for 12 months. They want to move this forward very quickly to come to a solution, to create more predictability in this regulation, and to look at how the incentives work. And the idea is to move it along much more quickly than 12 months. But they did approve it for 12 months in the end.
Okay, good. What else?
Then we had the train station that was closed. They have not made a decision on that, but we did have continued conversation there. It was clear that some of the guidance that will come forth, it seemed to me at least in the meeting, we'll see what this decision is that we do want a movie theater, and that we, as you know, we do want that park. We do want improvements to how the drop-off works, the architecture of the building. Will have to go to the Architectural Review Committee, but the Commission wants to give clear direction to the Architectural Review Committee as to how they want to proceed and don't want to start over, quote-unquote, with the architecture. So that was closed, and the text amendment itself was withdrawn. So I suspect there'll be a decision on that at an upcoming meeting, either the next one or the one next, the one at the end of November, just based on when the availability is of the people voting on that application.
And will that resolve things as far as P&Z is concerned with the train station?
No. What they've applied for at this stage is a preliminary application, which is a request for guidance, effectively. So it will give the applicant guidance as to how to come back with a formal final application, and then that would resolve things.
Okay. What else?
Then we had an application at 1 Smith Road. This is just a coastal application that was left open. The Second Congregational Church at 48 Maple Avenue, that was also left open. That is for the historic overlay to effectively allow ableists to go in there and create a vocational training scenario, a program for people with developmental disabilities. It was very interesting, actually, to hear the description of the program. It will be one of its kind in the country. It is something of great importance to people with disabilities where the employment rate is so very high, so it seems like such a good use. The problem is, the stumbling block from last night, is that they've applied under historic overlay, which would allow them to have a commercial use, meaning they could rent it out to a for-profit operation such as an office area. We're talking about the second floor uses, not the vocational uses on the first floor that I was just speaking of. And the historic overlay also gives a lot of development potential that I don't think the commission was particularly comfortable with. So the applicant heard the concerns and will be coming back at a future meeting.
Okay, and what else?
That pretty much wraps it up. There was just an extension at 40 Old Field Point Road for Lexus, which was granted, and that rounded out the meeting.
Okay, so what's on the next meeting's agenda?
So the next meeting is actually November 12th, which is Tuesday. That is solely to talk about the plan of conservation and development, which you know is an exciting topic. And the idea is that the Planning and Zoning Commission will hear comments from the public and ideally move it forward so that it can get to the RTM for their December meeting. The due date to do that is November 15th, so we're very much looking forward to hearing people's comments on the 12th, and we strongly encourage people to come out. We have hard copies of the latest draft, which is dated October 22nd. It is also on the website at greenwichct.gov, excuse me. But I would encourage people to come and get the hard copy. I think it's a very beautiful document, actually, if nothing else. As you know, been worked on for quite some time now, so we're looking forward to that on the 12th. After that, on November 14th, so 2 days later, we have a moderate income application. So even though we just passed the moratorium, all the applications that are in the door already will be processed by the Planning and Zoning Commission, and one of them is 1205 East Putnam Avenue. That is, I know, of great interest to the neighbors there. This is in Riverside. It is currently a residential house next to the McDonald's. It's proposed as 20 units, and it's created a lot of concern and interest already from the neighborhood, so I know that one's important to people. Also, where Airgas was in Central Greenwich, next to the new Eversource power station, there's a crushed table tennis that is proposed. That's the name of the table tennis operation that's proposed. That I think will be an interesting application. And lastly, a minor amendment to the Greenwich Library site plan approval that we did in April. They're coming in to make a brief change. And after that is the November 26th meeting, where we will have the service station at 561 West Putnam Avenue.
All right.
That was of interest.
Okay, so the 12th, the meeting on the 12th, is that a special meeting then for POCD?
Yes, it's a special meeting means something to us legally, but it's a new meeting for just the plan of conservation and development.
All right, great, Katie. Thanks as always for your time this morning. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
All right, that's Katie DeLuca, Director of Planning and Zoning. Lots going on with P&Z last night. Jim.
Always a thorough report from Katie, WGCH News Center Time 7:42.